I could sit here and tell you every single step I took to leave my abusive relationship, heal, manifest the man of my dreams and soulmate, and then marry him all in under 1.5 years. I could tell you every single thing that I did immediately following my divorce from my first husband to go from $2,000 in my bank account to running a successful photography career, making over $150,000 a year, and then buying my own house with my own money by myself as a single woman 2 years later. And none of it would work without one important piece of the puzzle. Your intuition. You see, it is so popular right now to look at every single coach online and buy their course and do exactly what they do. And you find that it doesn't work over and over and over again. And the reason is that you're not consulting your intuition first. You're not using those lessons, those courses, that information like data. Instead, you're abandoning yourself to try and become just like someone else out of desperation for your dream. You are so desperate to achieve your dream that you are willing to sacrifice who you are to get there. And that is exactly why you're not there yet. But what if I told you that learning to harness your intuitive voice was the very key that would make everything that you've invested in yourself leading up to this finally click into place? It would allow you to take what resonates and leave what doesn't, and find a clear path forward that works for you and only you. A path that I can't tell you. No one can. Except your intuition. Chances are you started turning down the volume on your intuitive voice from the time that you were a child. Every time you were scolded wrongfully for having your own thought or, quote, being difficult, you started quieting parts of yourself out of fear, out of preservation. Or maybe you started quieting your intuition because it was telling you things you didn't want to hear, like, he's not good for you. You should leave. Or, this friendship isn't safe. When the need for validation and love is so great, when we aren't given those things in childhood, we abandon ourselves to get them. Which ironically is exactly the opposite of what would give it to us in the first place. And so inside of Intuition Rising, what we're doing is reawakening the voice that you were born with. The voice that is innately inside of you right now. We're not creating her. I'm not taking you down this long spiritual journey. I'm not trying to tell you to believe in anything. And I'm sure shit not telling you that you have some special spiritual gift called your intuition. You might have a spiritual gift, but everyone has an intuition. All I'm doing is helping clear out the static so that you can hear it again. Now maybe you've made decisions before that you think came straight from your intuition, and then you got your heart broken, then it didn't work out, or then you went to huge amounts of debt that you're still trying to pay off, and now you don't trust her. Well, lucky for you, I'm here to help you through that too, because I can assure you that unlike everything of this world, your intuition has your best interest in mind at all times. And despite your best efforts to ignore it, it is constantly working in the background and rerouting you towards your highest and best path. The information is there waiting for you at all times. All you have to do is turn up the volume, listen, and then act on it. thing about your intuition, though, is it almost always tells you to do the scariest thing possible. Take the biggest leap. Why? Because that's the shortcut to your dream. Can you go out at halfway and get there half as fast, but feeling a little safer? Sure. Will your intuition hate you for it? No. Will they start guiding you a different direction because you're not listening? No. It'll just constantly redirect you to the fastest path. It's up to you whether or not you listen to it, or if you dumb it down and take it a little slower. But it will never steer you wrong. It's an inherent truth. You no longer have to worry about whether or not you can trust it, whether or not you can trust yourself, whether or not you're going to get to where you want to go. You will. You were meant to. You were given these dreams for a reason. And whether those dreams are making $1 million online, or finding your soulmate, getting pregnant, living that happily ever after life, being a career businesswoman, or living on a farm raising chickens and 10 babies, those dreams were implanted into your soul in order for you to live out this existence, striving towards them and achieving them. The only thing in between you and that goal are the lessons you were meant to learn through, the generational traumas that weren't yours to carry, but they're there, and the untrue subconscious belief patterns that have been working themselves into your mind since the moment you were born. Here, we unwind that tight, crazy ball of yarn, untangle every knot, and make sense of it all. The energetic cords that no longer belong to you, we rip those out. The subconscious belief systems that aren't true, we reprogram them. We install new hardware into your brain that tells you a consistent loop of truth. The generational traumas, we dissolve them because they weren't yours to carry. That voice you're afraid to listen to, we turn that volume all the way up. It's an 8-week challenge that is going to change the rest of your life, and it's going to give you the power to apply everything else you've ever learned from anyone, any course, any coach, any mentor, any online business strategist, any love coach, anything. Any piece of information you've ever paid to receive and have not seen the benefit from, you now will see it through new eyes, and your intuition will tell you how to use it, what to trash, what to pay attention to, and how to move forward. My goal is for you to be so self-sufficient that you don't need anyone else when you make a decision. Will you ever lean on a mentor in times of struggle? Of course, and you should. But your intuition is going to guide you to the right mentor. The mentor that is going to help lift you up, give you the validation when you need it, and allow you the space to make your own decisions. Their ego won't be in the way because they know it's not about them. And at the end of the day, what you need to do is follow your internal guidance system. If you've made it this far, awesome. I'm glad you're here. Also, a part of this first training is a free guided meditation that I told you I was going to include. Go give it a listen. Find yourself a quiet place. Close your eyes. Give it a real go. Lay down. And try it. It may take a couple times, maybe a couple more. And after that, I want you to start listening for your intuition. Maybe don't jump to ChatGPT the second you have a fear, a thought, a question, or a doubt. Give it a pause. Wait to hear it, to feel it. The gut feeling is still there. Now, for your homework, if you will, your exercise to begin, I want you to think back to a time that you thought You know? I kind of thought I saw this coming. I'm pretty sure my intuition told me to do this, and I ignored it because I didn't want to hear the answer. For me, when I went on my first date with my abusive ex, I clear as day felt my intuition say, yeah, he's not the one. He got up, walked away from our table to go to the bathroom, and as he walked away, I felt a full body, nope. But I ignored it. Now, what I didn't realize at the time is that I was ignoring it because I needed the validation. I was sad. I was heartbroken from my divorce. I needed the win of the hot guy who never settled down to want me to go on another date. And once I gave in to the second date, well, I gave in to the third, the fourth, the fifth, and 3.5 years later, I had to leave my abusive boyfriend. But my intuition had told me what to do on the first date. And she never totally stopped talking to me. I just quieted her, muffled her, ignored her for years and years and years until finally she broke through in a moment of despair and I started listening again. So I want you to think back to a time that you thought, fuck, I knew this was going to happen. Or I almost did XYZ and I didn't listen. Even if it was a second, a split second of doubt, I want you to write down as many examples as you can remember off the top of your head that were meaningful. I felt 3 months before my wedding a clear voice that said, do not marry him. And I talked myself out of it on a stair machine at Crunch Fitness. The situation with my abusive ex. Even those of you that have been following long enough to know my crazy CarMax car debacle. The day that I was driving to buy that car, I told Jonathan to turn around and he got off of the exit to turn the car around and not go buy the other car. And then I thought, I'm just being crazy. I'm just being anxious. Turn around, it's fine. Nope. That was my intuition telling me, don't do this. Everything looks fine. Everything's checking out. Doesn't make sense why I'm telling you not to do this, but don't do this. See, it was the shortcut. I took the long cut. So what you need to do is write these things down, and then I want you to really think about what that voice felt like or sounded like in those moments. How did you feel? For me, the voice is always calm, steady. It's a statement. In the times that my abusive ex would be yelling and screaming and throwing things around the house, the voice would come in clear and calm and steady and say, you can't do this forever. Brooke, you know you can't do this forever. And I would say, but I love him. And I would turn the volume back down. Until I couldn't anymore. For me, my intuition sounds like me. Calm and steady. In loving statements. Intuition does not sound like fear. It does not sound like anxiety. It does not talk to you in what ifs. And it never ever puts you down. Once you have reflected on what your intuition has sounded like in the times that you were correct, I want you then to start listening out for that voice again, those feelings. And understand that things like ChatGPT, they're killing your intuitive voice. I mean, it's still there, it's always there. But it's literally breaking your volume knob. We are so quick to go immediately to an immediate answer, even if it's coming from an AI-generated thing that we know is just agreeing with us. We know it lies half the time. I have clients who have told me that they were consulting ChatGPT as to whether or not their person was their soulmate. Having ChatGPT analyze their dreams and tell them the spiritual nature. ChatGPT does not trump your intuition. It does not trump your guides. It does not trump your ability to manifest. Don't let it quiet your voice. Now, once you start noticing that voice, I want you to practice listening. Acting on it, even if it feels dumb. Even if it's something as silly as, hey, instead of turning left when you get to the water on your walk at the beach, turn right. Why? It doesn't matter. It's a shortcut. Just trust it. And I want you to reflect on all of the things that happen as you begin to listen to it and trust it blindly, step after step after step. Now, if this feels hard, it feels like static, or it still feels like it's hard to hear and listen to and understand, well, that's what Intuition Rising is for. We are banding together and we're getting rid of the static so you can hear her again.